do you think that kids then who are trying to make money, do you think that they should smoke weed? Because you said that you stopped. Why'd you stop? Like, do you think
because a good thing at the wrong time can be a bad thing. It's like giving a razor to a baby and expecting him not to get cut. The problem isn't the razor. The problem is the baby isn't ready for it. So you need to understand that sometimes in life, like anything, right? It's not weed. The weed isn't the problem. You're the problem because you don't know how to control yourself. You shouldn't be out here blazed 24 fucking oh, you know, it's not addicting. Fucking quit lying to yourself, you fucking moron. You're addicted to that shit because those are dopamine hits. It's not the joint at night. It's not the smoking with your boys. It's not about that. It's the fact that it controls and it runs your life. Figure out why it runs your life. And instead of blaming the thing, blame yourself. And I was blaming the thing. Oh, you know what? Maybe this weed is too hard. And then I would go to another weed and all this shit. And then I was like, you know what? I don't need this shit. And sometimes in life, it's not about whether something is bad for you. It's about, is it good for you? If you have your goal in mind, ask yourself, does this action align to my desire to accomplish this goal? And if the answer is no, then you don't do it. Done.
Agreed. But what about people who've been smoking for like forever? You know, they're like, yo,
what about, bro, it's bullshit.
But that's how everyone is, bro. That's how all these guys are. They say, oh, I smoke. I'm better when I smoke.
And they're all broke. And they're all broke. They're all dumb. They're all broke. They have short-term memories out the fucking window. We all know this, bro. You know this.
Of course.
Dude, we know this. We all know this. And the problem isn't the joint. The problem is your inability to put it down when you got to pick up and do the fucking work, bro. That's the point. That's the point. The point is, you have to sit down and sometimes you have to clock in 15 hours for the next 6 months to get to where you want to be. Now, I can't speak for other people. I can't, you know, if some people like their sugar, blah, 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 they can do whatever they want. I just know that for me, it's not ideal for where I'm trying to go. In life, you do not need to be extremely better. You do not need to be extremely better. All you have to be is a little bit better, have a few more advantages. So if I'm sober, and my competitor is fucked up 24/7, I have a little bit of an advantage. If my competitor reads one book a year and I read 30 books a year, then I have a slight advantage.
A big one.
And I read 100 books a year, just so you get context. I read a book every 3 days. I should show you the fucking book list that I have, but I don't want to expose some of these books. Anyways, the point is, these small advantages over time become massive gaps between your competitors, between the people around you. So if everybody's smoking weed, everybody's watching porn, everybody's gambling their money, everybody goes on stake and tries to play fucking blackjack, I just have to do the opposite. I have to do something better. If they work out 3 times a week, I'm gonna work out 5. Done. Just a little bit better, bro.
Can you do us a favor and go to your books and grab maybe one book that the chat should, you know? Yeah.
I got you. The Magic of Thinking Big.
Write this down.
This book I've had, look at this shit. I've had this book, Yellow Pages. I've had this book for 7 years. And it's this idea that you have to change your mind, bro. You got to think big. And it's this book teaches you the magic of thinking big. What happens when you think big? It all starts in the mind. Mm-hmm. It all starts in the mind. The magic of thinking big, baby.
Like people, like even people I know, it's just like, if they don't know me or they haven't taken the time to talk to me or they think that I think I'm better than them, then they just hate. Like, it's like a hate thing instead of like, hey, maybe if I talk to this guy for 3 minutes, maybe it wouldn't be as bad. And that probably applies for most
people. Dude, people are worried about what other people think. That's why everybody put it on because they didn't want to get yelled at. You just tell people, all right, sounds good. Sounds good. Thank you. You're right. I appreciate it. Done. Bro, fucking doesn't matter. Bro, you're going to people every time people are going to be talking in your ears. You know what's amazing? When it's Cristiano Ronaldo, one of the best footballers of all time, and everybody in the stands chanting Messi, Messi. Do you think the guy gives a fuck? He's got 5 Champions Leagues under his belt, worth $500 million. The guy runs the shit. Cancel the noise. Think big, focus on yourself, and don't let motherfuckers impose their disbelief, their limitations, their small mind on you. And if you let them, your life is ruined. But if you take control and you understand that the decisions that you make, you are responsible for. Do you think if you take their advice and you fuck up that they're going to, what are they going to do? Come and solve you, give you a refund on your life? They ain't going to give you no refund on your life. Make the decisions based on what you believe your limitations are, not what somebody else imposes on you. And trust me, you can do whatever it is that you set your mind to. And now your mind automatically thinks, well, no, I can't do everything my mind. Why? Because you've been taught that. You've been conditioned to be a weak peasant. Mm-hmm. How are you supposed to make money if you're a peasant? Money isn't for peasants. It's for wealthy people. So you have to think like a wealthy person. Rich of the mind, rich of the pocket.
For sure. So do you read only like business books? What other books do you read?
A plethora of books. I have books all over in every niche. So it all depends on where I am in life and where I have weaknesses and what I want to do. So you'll never see me read a fucking novel. You'll never see me read something that isn't going to substantially fill me up. But right now, my biggest focuses are books about self-development, my mind, and then books on trading. So understanding deeper technical analysis. That's kind of where my mindset and my focus on books are. What's your favorite health book? Should I get them one more health book? One last book. I'm not getting up anymore for you guys. You
like a caterpillar. Edamame.
Can you see that?
Food Rules. By Food Michael Rules. Pollan.
Yeah, super big book. Gives you principles. Look at this shit. Very tiny. Gives you principles on how to eat. What foods not to eat. What foods to eat. How to combine certain foods. It's a really good book to start reading to kind of get your mind running and understanding that you are kind of what you eat, and most people don't understand that.
I've seen your brother does a lot of health stuff.
We're gonna be launching some crazy stuff inside Capital Club, and at the end of the day, people are like, oh, genetics or this. That guy works his ass off every day, working out, studying, researching, understanding his body, because he understands the value of health.
Yeah, I'll put his thing in the chat. It's instagram.com/Mr. Belmar. I have your thing, by the way. People can see your Instagram and all that. So how important is health and diet for someone to become rich? Do they need to be fit, or can they do it without really like being too healthy?
Hey chat, remind this man what we talked about, what true wealth is, real quick.
Fair enough. But what about not true wealth? What about just becoming rich? Because some people are like, oh, I don't care about that. I just want to become rich.
Don't ask me about peasant-minded shit, bro. I'm all about that true wealth, bro. If you can't control what you put in your fucking mouth, bro, then you aren't a man. Mm-hmm. If you can't control your taste buds, what you can and cannot eat, you're a slave to the system. These processed sugars, these refined sugars, these ridiculous carbohydrates that people consume, fucking Krispy Kreme, Taco Bell. Yeah, bro. I feel a little bit lethargic today. I'm foggy. My mind's foggy. And they're sucking on that vape 24/7 and they order pepperoni pizza. What the fuck are you doing, bro? Let me teach you a principle real quick. There is not a principle. Let me give you some facts. There's a chemical inside your body, a chemical that's naturally produced inside your body. It's known as the happy chemical. This chemical is the one that is in charge of regulating your neurochemistry and regulating your levels of happiness. This chemical is known as serotonin. Now, 10% of the serotonin in your body is formed and created inside your brain. The other 90% is formed in your gut. 90% of it is formed in your gut. So what happens if you have a healthy gut? Well, now you produce proper what? Serotonin levels. And therefore, you become automatically happier. People are depressed. People are sad. People are unhappy. Maybe it's not a mental disorder. Maybe your lifestyle, your body's just reacting to your lifestyle. Maybe if you're next to fluorescent lights 24/7 and you're like this till 2 a.m. and you're watching porn and you're eating Twinkies and you're eating Dunkin' Donut and you're drinking processed drinks and a fuck ton of sugary shit, your body's going to react accordingly. Your body's going to be unhappy, your body's going to be depressed, and your body's going to be in a state of unease. Dude, when was the last time you fasted?
I fast every year, Ramadan.
No, that ain't fast because you break it every 24th hour.
Okay, last time I fasted was like 2 months ago. I did a 2.5 day fast.
Just with water. What? Just water?
Just perfect. Water.
Everybody should do a 5 to 7 day fast once every year. And I'll explain to you why. At any given time, your body has 5 to 7 pounds of feces inside of your system. 5 to 7 pounds. Oh, Your body needs to process all these things. Your body needs to heal itself. Your body needs to recover. How is it going to be recovering if the energy that it's using to recover is instead being used to break down all these bullshit ass processed foods that you eat? Your body's inflamed. Your body has no time to heal. Your body has no time to clean itself up. Water, lime juice if you want to, a little bit of salt, fast for 7 days. It'll reduce, scientifically proven, your chance of cancer by 98%.
Damn, this guy Ty is saying, can't you die if you don't eat for 7 days?
No.
Listen, by the way, the questions I ask are very, I'm trying to get you to answer them. They're not questions that I would personally ever ask. You know, I'm just trying to
get you. Oh, no, it's all good, bro.
Just so you know.
I know, bro.
I just, so I want to get another question here because there's a lot of questions that I'm missing because I'm asking my own ones. This guy's saying, do you use supplements, like pill-like supplements, or do you believe only in whole foods?
You can supplement things because nowadays the nutrients inside your food are not the same nutrients that used to be 500 years ago because of the soil, right? The soil's been completely depleted because they think they want soil to be mono use. And what that means by mono use is that soil has a single use and for a single crop, like monocrop, something, a name like that. What this means is that in this field, they'll only plant, I don't know, corn, and it'll only be corn consistently, always and forever. Therefore, there's no real nutrients in the soil. There's no diversification. It's not really an example of what true nature is. It's a fabrication. So therefore, mm-hmm. you need to supplement certain things based on your body. So if you're feeling unhealthy, the first thing I'm going to recommend is you getting blood tests, right? These blood tests will basically tell you what your body is deficient in, whether it's iron, magnesium, calcium, what you may be over the top on, which is heavy metals. You may be exposed to like other chemicals that are terrible for you. I'll give you an example. Tony Robbins, he was eating fish every day because he did some crazy diet and he was feeling super sick. He did blood work and they realized that he had super high mercury levels in his body, super high mercury levels. So they said that he was very close to dying. Had he not done that blood work and checked what was wrong with him, it would have potentially cost him his life. So if you're not feeling very well, go get these blood tests. They're not super expensive. Figure out what's wrong with you and then supplement based on that. But every person, that's an individual case by case scenario. I'm not a nutritionist, but you can go get a nutritionist that isn't fucking part of the system that wants to give you some bullshit ass food. What I will tell you is whole foods, organic foods are going to change your life drastically. Get rid of Coca-Cola, get rid of fucking Red Bull, all the processed bullshit, and focus on feeding your machine the best fuel possible. Anyways, let's continue. What's some other thoughts on caffeine? Caffeine is a useful tool, but you need to remember, caffeine is a drug, right? So you can't overuse it because then your body becomes numb to it, right? It becomes numb to it. When I'm extremely tired, I take a caffeine pill, right? It's about 100 milligrams of caffeine. I don't drink coffee. I don't like that shit. So I'll take I'll take a 15-minute power nap right before while that processes. And then I have a 4 to 6 hour work streak that is highly productive. But I use it maybe once a month. I'm not big on caffeine. I don't really need it. Mm-hmm. But it shouldn't be a daily thing. People consume it like it's some sort of like normal thing when it's literally known and proven to be a drug.
Yeah, and a lot of people, well, I people do know that, but they don't take it in. Thoughts on Adderall? I can't seem to focus and think this might be my solution.
Yeah, I mean, maybe you should try whole foods, and then maybe what you should do is put away your phone, reduce your dopamine intake, And if you say you're going to do something, you sit the fuck down and you do it regardless of how you feel. I can't focus. Well, that's okay. Then sit down. If the work takes you twice as long, then that's okay. Adderall has literally methamphetamines inside of it. Inside Adderall, there's meth. It's proven. Mm-hmm. Like, no wonder you're fucking wired. But you want meth in your system, brother? It's up to you.
Well, it's not meth. It's a different chemical compound.
No, it's not.
How so?
Look it up. Okay. It's meth, bro. Methamphetamines.
Okay.
It's not good for you.
Definitely not. Definitely not good for you.